It is Tuesday, the 16th day of June, and I want to read from James 1, 26 and 27. Chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. If anyone considers himself religious and does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. It's an amazing thing. I have always tried, until studying James, I've always tried to keep away from the word religious. And the reason for that, as I understand it now from James, is the word is a biblical word. It is false religion that is actually the problem, not the word religion. So I want to use these two verses to deal with religion and being religious. So today, religion. The word religion comes from the Latin, and the word means to bind or to tie to. I am bind to something. Religion is what I am. I am tied to it. And what does this text say to us? That if any man thinks himself to be religious, yet is not, I don't want to deal with the fact, the tongue, that will come tomorrow. But if he thinks himself religious, religion that God, our Father, accepts is this. God accepts a man whose religion, what he is tied or is bounded to God's word. In other words, when Jesus said in Matthew 5, let your light so shine before men. Light shines. So the light is the light of God's word that has delivered me from darkness. I am now bound to God. And religion now is what I am. It is what really my life consists of. It is describing me in my relationship with God. So religion then is the life that comes from being tied or bound to God. It is not something I develop in myself and hope that God will accept. Please keep that in mind. It is a person, to be religious, if you please, describes a person whose life is tied to God, who lives in and by divine truth. This is a life that is constantly being changed. You know, we used to sing a song when I was a young Christian, Every Day with Jesus. And now that I look back on it with some training, Every Day with Jesus means that, number one, I spend day by day in God's word. It's sweeter than the day before. I learn things of Jesus today that I didn't know yesterday because of spending time with Jesus. That's the man religion. My religion is what I am. And it is accepted by God because it comes from God. It comes from communion with God. So that a man who thinks religiously is a man who thinks according to God's divine truth. That man is not depending upon what he does to try to impress God. And possibly sometimes the reason the word religion has come under such negative thought in the world is because people used to have the talk but not the walk. And it's really, people should expect something that is completely different from them if I say, I am religious, I am a religious man. They must see my religion producing what I am all about. Remember verse 21? It says, the man goes to God with a humble heart. He realizes that apart from Jesus Christ, he is nothing. And so when we get to verse 26, having gone to Christ, my life now is coming out of Christ. The man only thinks that he is religious, but the man whose religion is based upon communion with God knows that he is religious. See, he's not trying to impress anybody with what he does. For example, the man who is a religious man will find the source from which his religious where it comes from, because it is he's looking into the mirror, as James calls it, and he sees, oh my, only God is pure, and if I am to be pure, I must have the life of Christ in me. This is what Psalm 1 verses 1 and 2 will give you the idea of how that takes place, and Colossians 3 and 4. And so, Father, I pray that this devotional will give understanding of what it means to be religious in the biblical sense. Not an air I'm trying to put on, but a life that I am living. And I pray that this will help the reader, as well as, Lord, the one who is sending it, never to trust in oneself to try and be religious, but to be transformed by the grace of God, and that I am in Christ now, so that gives me my religion, because I am bound to him and I am tied to him. And I'm thinking, dear friends, of a song. It says, my Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee, all the pleasures of sin I resign. That's a man's religion, when nothing is more important to him or her than walking with Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.